أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد آتينا موسى 9 آيات بينات فاسأل بني إسرائيل إذ جاءهم فقال له فرعون إني لأظنك يا موسى مسحورا. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the disbelievers, the mushrikeen, those who rejected life after death, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the ability to create the heavens and the earth, and who brought the entire universe into existence, certainly has the ability to resurrect them from their graves and allow them to experience another life, the life of the year after. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the treasures of the mercy of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that if Allah were to leave it up to them to distribute the treasures of the earth and the provisions and wealth, then certainly they would have hoarded, they would have acted miserly out of fear that what they have within their control will get finished and will be depleted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next few ayat speaks about Musa alayhi salam and the signs with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him to Fir'aun, and how Fir'aun had reacted and responded to this. So in ayah number 101 of Surah Bani Israel, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى. Certainly we had given Musa alayhi salam 9 ayatin, 9 signs, 9 clear signs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now addressing his speech to the Yahud, the Jews living in Madinatul Munawwara, and reminding them of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored them and favored their forefathers. So Allah says, we had given Musa alayhi salam 9 ayatin bayinat, 9 clear signs. What were the 9 clear signs? Number one, the most common was, of course, the staff of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Musa alayhi salam to enjoy such control over it that when he cast it to the ground, it would turn into a snake. At times it turned into a huge serpent. And we know how effective of a sign that was when he had challenged the other thousands of magicians in this challenge that took place between himself and those magicians. So that was the staff. Allah subhanahu, another sign that Allah blessed him with, Allah speaks of it in the Quran. All of them, by the way, are mentioned in the Quran, and we have discussed a few of them already. Allah speaks of the hand of Musa alayhi salam. He was told to place his hand under his arm, and when he would remove it, it would let out a very bright, shining light. Allah says, "Bayda min ghairi su." It would be very bright and white, and this light would emit from the hand of Musa alayhi salam. That was the second sign. The third sign was Musa alayhi salam who suffered from stuttering of the tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed that disability that he had in his speech. The fourth sign was, of course, the splitting of the oceans when he arrived at the Red Sea, and he took his staff and he struck the ocean with his staff, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the ocean to split apart. That was a clear sign spoken of in the Quran as well. Other signs was in the form of a storm, a very severe storm that came over the people of Egypt and that had affected the people of Fir'aun. And the sixth sign was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had at one stage caused locusts, al-jarad. Allah speaks of al-jarad, wal-qummal, wal-dafadi', wal-dam. Allah speaks of 4 signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent on the people of Fir'aun. Which were the 4? One was locusts. Large swarms of locusts would come and would completely destroy their vegetation and destroy their crops and really make life very miserable for them. And they would come to Musa alayhi salam, call your Rabb and tell him to have this removed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remove that affliction. And then they would go back to their old ways. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of al-qummal, lice. Lice. They had lice everywhere. They would wake up in the morning throughout their day. There was lice within their clothes, lice in their hair, lice everywhere in their beds. Life became miserable for them. So that was al-qummal. Wa-tafadi'. Once that sign was taken away, And Allah gave them a period to relax and to reflect and to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. They went in the opposite direction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Ad-Dafadi, frogs. Everywhere there was frogs. Frogs in the food, frogs in the drink, frogs in the clothes, frogs in the beds, frogs all over the place. And the fourth was Ad-Dam, blood. Blood would appear everywhere, blood. There was just blood everywhere in their homes and the food and so forth. So these were the nine signs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent upon Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى. We certainly gave Musa تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ, nine clear signs. فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Ask the Israelites, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ, when Musa alayhi salam came to them, فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنَ. Fir'aun, when he saw all these signs and he saw Musa alayhi salam performing these miracles, Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun said to Musa alayhi salam, إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورًا. O Musa, I suspect that you are bewitched. You are bewitched. You are a carrier of witchcraft and magic. قال موسى عليه السلام said to him, لقد علمت, you know Fir'aun, you know with certainty, لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض. These nine signs, none has sent them down except the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Deep down, you know it. You know it is the truth. You know that these are not acts of magic and acts of witchcraft. And why did Allah send them down? Basair, as eye-openers. Eye-openers. That was signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to witness to make them turn to Allah azza wa jal and to open up their eyes so that they may reflect. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ. O Fir'aun, you suspect that I am a carrier of magic and witchcraft. I suspect, O Fir'aun, and I am afraid that you will be destroyed. Masbura, you will be destroyed because, as we said, Allah sends signs upon signs upon signs, and when you keep on rejecting those signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroys a person. فَأَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَفِزَّهُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then Fir'aun, he tried to harass them out of the land. We know what happened. He tried to expel them from Egypt. Allah says he tried to harass them out of the land. فَأَغْرَقْنَا. We drowned him. We caused him to drown. وَمَن مَعَهُ. And all those who were with him, جَمِيعًا, all together, we caused them all to drown in the ocean. وَقُلْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. And we said after him, once he was destroyed and his people was destroyed and the whole army of Fir'aun was destroyed, we said to the Israelites, وَقُلْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضِ. Live in the land. You now go and take over the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cleared the land for you. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And when the appointed time of Al-Akhirah arrives, جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We will resurrect you all and usher you all together all together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will bring them all back and they will all be resurrected before Allah azza wa jal in groups. May Allah grant us understanding.